So first off, what's been communicated to you about this plan to transfer officers to the southern border?
Well, obviously, we're in constant communication with our headquarters and any assistance that we have to provide. The CBP Office of Field Operations will send CBP officers from airports and northern border locations on temporary assignments throughout the southwest border to support the U.S. Border Patrol during the current border security and humanitarian crisis. The selected CBP officers will be replacing the CBP officers currently assigned to support the Border Patrol along the southwest border. The exact number and locations of the officers is not available right now.
So at this time, though, are you able to say what kind of an impact it will have on agents stationed in western New York?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about that a little bit. The Buffalo Field Office, so we encompass ports throughout all of New York. So it's not just the Buffalo region, but we have ports all the way over to Albany and all the way as far north as Champlain. And we've supported TDYs like this throughout the year and for several years. So, for example, during an emergency disaster, we supported hurricane relief for both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Maria. So it's not, this isn't new to us. We support our personnel all over the country anytime it's needed and anytime it's requested of us. So anytime that there's support for other operations, there's always a chance of a local impact. However, like I said, we have officers at several ports throughout New York, and we try to strategically reassign from where they're coming from in order to minimize that impact.
Now, you mentioned that there are officers who are there now who will be replaced by this next round of officers. Have any of the officers currently on the southern border been pulled from western New York, or as you said, all the way up to Lake Champlain?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure where they came from.
As we get into the season when the weather is warming up, obviously that typically means increased traffic at the border crossings from about May through October. So how would this move impact traffic on the border around the Buffalo Niagara region?
Well, to be honest, we haven't in the ports within the Buffalo Field Office and its traffic, I can specifically speak to Buffalo. We haven't really experienced significant border wait times in a while. Now, that's not, I'm not de-minimizing the fact that people do on our really busy days see, you know, wait times that might hit 20, 30 minutes, but we haven't seen wait times in excess of 60 to 90 to 120 minutes or 2 hours. So an hour to 2 hours, which is where we start to look at it being a significant delay. Years past the early 2000s, we used to see that frequently. Now, more recently, you might only see that once or twice a year. So that's why I say we haven't really experienced significant border wait times in a while. But with that said, obviously our primary mission is border security and enforcement and securing our borders to protect our communities. We won't forego that. So as we divert resources, we won't divert them specifically from doing those important border security and enforcement missions. So like I said before, it's possible for it to have an impact, but again, to put this into context, this is stuff that we juggle all year long. So this is nothing new for us. So reallocating staff to make sure that, yes, we know we're going to see traffic, but we don't want to forego that enforcement mission, that border security mission. So it's always a delicate balance for us.
And in addition to the borders where we see travel by car, what about travel by air at the region's international airports?
Our international airport doesn't have a regularly scheduled international flight. So that being said, it is not a regularly staffed international terminal. So as we receive the infrequent plane arrivals, we just use staffing from other areas to support that for whatever time is needed for that specific flight. And those are always done well in advance. So those are things that we're able to accommodate.
Now, the executive director of operations for CBP, Randy Howe, is quoted as saying the agency is soliciting volunteers to support the Border Patrol on these 90-day assignments. How does volunteering go in this region? Has it gone well so far?
Yeah, we haven't had any issues. Volunteering is exactly what it says. You know, the agency requests volunteers, and we have a lot of personnel that are willing to support their fellow officers and agents down in other locations, and we allow those volunteers to do that.
Has it gotten to a point at any time throughout these rotations that you do where you've had to make it mandatory for an officer to leave the Western New York area on these temporary assignments?
That I don't have the answer to in front of me. I'd have to go look.
All right. Now, the head of the union that represents customs officers in Western New York claims that the accommodations that the officers are made to stay in are, quote, horrible and disgusting. Can you talk about the living conditions during these kinds of missions, especially if Western New York is no stranger to sending people on temporary assignment?
Well, every environment that you're going to is going to be a little bit different. We do notify the officers in advance before they even volunteer of what the conditions could be like. And anytime it's a fast transition, meaning the request comes in and people are leaving a few days later, there's always a little bit of a period where you have to get into temporary quarters until we find permanent quarters. That happens all the time. It depends on hotel situations. It depends on the city you're in. You know, what if you're going to a situation like a hurricane zone and you're providing relief there, but there's been so much damage that you can't get into hotels, right? So you're staying outside of the area and having to travel in. That does happen all the time, but these are things that it's always up front and the people applying to know. And we obviously take the health and safety of our employees very seriously, so we try and do the best that we can for them, considering where they're going to and the types of situations they might be facing.
Now, the Border Patrol, recognized usually in their green uniforms and vehicles, operate in a slightly different fashion from customs agents, who are traditionally seen in their blue. But what about the training and enforcement practices? Are these agents who go on temporary assignments going to need to adapt their training, adapt their practices to support the mission?
Well, what's great is that at the end of the day, we're all under the same Customs and Border Protection umbrella. And yes, we're the guys in blue, the Office of Field Operation at Ports, the U.S. Border Patrol are the guys in green, as you alluded to. Part of what is great about being under the same umbrella is that we all have the same focus, the same primary mission of securing our borders. They're just done in two different ways, whereas we're screening people that are coming to the port in a legal manner, and U.S. Border Patrol is finding the people that are trying to come circumvent those ports of entry and come into the country illegally. But some of those enforcement operations are still the same, and we can help assist with those. But that said, you're always going to send an officer down, or the officer is going to be doing work that they're capable of doing, and a lot of that can cross over. So there are jobs to assist Border Patrol that CBP officers can do.
You've said that these temporary duty rotations are nothing new, and certainly nothing new to this region as people rotate for temporary assignments all over the country. But what's the outlook on how long these kinds of events will happen? In this case, 300 officers from across the northern regions. Is that number common, and do you expect that it will go on for the near future, the long-term future?
I mean, I can't hypothetically speak to how long it'll go on for. We'll support it for as long as we're asked to support it. And, as far as numbers and all that go, I know that what we're saying is they're asking CBP officers from airports and northern border locations to assist with this. So how many, I don't have, and exactly where they're coming from, locations and numbers, I don't have any of that either.
All right. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time to chat today. We really appreciate it.
All right. Absolutely. If you need anything else, let me know.
Sounds good. Stay safe out there. Take care.